Every year, drownings claim hundreds of lives right here in Australia. But the good news is it's preventable. Joining us today to talk about World Drowning Prevention Day is Casey Downing. Casey is the Senior Education and Training Officer at Royal Life Saving Society. Welcome, Casey.
Hi, Joy. How are we?
Casey, tell us a little bit about what is World Drowning Prevention Day all about?
The World Drowning Prevention Day was established by the United Nations in 2021 to raise awareness around drowning prevention and encourage communities around the water to take action. Tragically, more than 300,000 people lose their lives to drowning globally every year. And in Australia, hundreds of families are impacted annually. The important message is that drowning is preventable and even small actions can save lives.
Okay, so who is most at risk of drowning?
So drowning can affect anyone, but children and young people are particularly vulnerable. We also know that people who are unfamiliar with the water, overestimate their ability, or take risks around waterways are at greater risk as well. That's why education, supervision, and water safety awareness are so important for every community.
And Casey, how about people on medications? There's a little bit of an issue there, isn't there?
So medications can alter someone's mental state, which can then lead to further risks associated with the water.
What are some of the simple things that individuals can do to help prevent drowning?
There are several simple but life-saving steps people can take. Enrolling in swimming lessons is one of the best things you can do. Always supervise children around water. Check your pool feds and gate regularly. Avoid alcohol and drugs around the water. Wear a life jacket and know there are conditions before entering waterways. Learning CPR can also make a huge difference in an emergency. Every small step really can help save lives.
And Casey, how can organisations and community groups become involved this year?
This year, we're encouraging aquatic centres, swim schools, workplaces and community groups to go blue on the 25th of July. That could mean lighting up buildings blue, wearing blue clothing, or hosting a blue-themed morning tea. Organisations can also share water safety messages, local stories, and resources to help spread awareness that anyone can drown, but no one should.
There you go. And how can people find out a little bit more about the information and also resources, Casey?
There are plenty of free posters, social media graphics, videos and promotional resources available to help people get involved. We encourage everyone to join the global movement, start conversations about water safety and help turn the tide on drowning prevention. Together we can save lives. So you can call us on 3823 2823 for more information or email our marketing team at marketing@rlssq.com.au to request the resources.
Oh, that's fantastic. Casey Downing, we know that drowning is preventable and thanks so much for reminding us of that today. And it really does start with all of us, doesn't it? Even the smallest step can make the biggest life-saving differences. And supervising young kids around water to checking your pool fence, learning CPR and going blue on the 25th of July. There are so many ways that we can all play a part. Casey, thank you so much. And you are, as I said before, the Senior Education and Training Officer at the Royal Life Saving Society. And thanks for your time today and your expertise. If you would like to get involved with the World Drowning Prevention Day on the 25th of July, just reach out to the Royal Life Saving Society on 3823 2823. And for more expert advice on water safety tips, go to the Royal Life Saving Society and search podcasts, 1015fm.com.au. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosemary.